Good morning. Welcome here at First Baptist Church. We are delighted you are here with us this morning. And yes, I'm filling in for Wendy today. It's a special day for their family. Mimi's having her like senior symphonic last orchestra at JMU, and they're recognizing the seniors. That's today at 2 o'clock. And so she is there or traveling on her way to JMU for just a wonderful special event with Mimi. So we have several of us filling in for her this morning. A few announcements. Immediately following the worship service, if you're part of the live nativity, we would like you to go to the fellowship hall and be fitted for your costumes. And that, of course, is next Sunday, and we'll have a live nativity out front prior to our musical put on by our choir. Today at 4 o'clock, we have Jingle Jam for the community, for families. Everyone is welcome. Children and youth, we certainly would love to have you here no later than 3:30 to be ready for this wonderful opportunity we're going to put on for Christmas. And when Jingle Jams is done, we will have dinner provided for everybody, for children and youth and their families. And this will take the place of our usual Sunday evening time. Tomorrow we have soup kitchen. So if you're able to drop off desserts and rolls to the kitchen by 1 o'clock, that would be great, as we have to be packed up and bring the food down. About 3:30, we depart from here. On Monday, we have Bible study. And Tuesday, we have paper pals at 10 a.m. Wednesday, we have choir practice. 6:30, we have prayer time in the parlor at 6 p.m. We talked about the live nativity and the choir program next Sunday, which will begin at 7 o'clock. Also, in a couple weeks from today, hopefully the team from Raleigh that I go with to Kentucky will be here. They're planning on, not the whole team, but several of them, to be here and join us for worship. And then we're heading on to provide Christmas dinners and presents for families who've been affected by the flooding that took place at the end of July. And so they've asked all of us who are taking part if we would adopt one family. And so I don't know what the cost of that is yet. Greg is working on that with the group in Kentucky. But it'd be great for us to sponsor a family. I mean, these folks have lost everything. And so to provide a really nice Christmas dinner and presents for everybody is just an extension of sharing and spreading Jesus Christ and the love of Christ, certainly at this time of year. And with that said, I believe that's all of our announcements. Let us prepare our hearts for worshiping here on the second Sunday of Advent. This morning, as we enter into the second Sunday of Advent, the second candle is lit. And this candle typically represents love. Some traditions call it the Bethlehem candle, symbolizing Christ's manger. In Luke 2:12, we read, "This will be a sign to you. You'll find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in the manger." Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 and 5 say, "A voice of one calling, 'In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Let us pray. Father, as we light these candles, we light them as a sign of our assurance that though the road is hard, we believe it is worth the journey. We lift up this day, this Sunday, this season, for your glory and for the worship of you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning, church. Let's stand and worship together. Thank you. If the children will come forward, please.
Good morning. How's everybody? Everybody okay this morning? Can you make it? Okay, good. All right. So how about all these decorations when we came in? A lot of them, weren't there? Yeah? Okay. Has anybody started putting their tree up yet? Raise your hand. You got your tree up? Oh, I don't have my tree up, but I'm working on it. 10 trees? Are you serious? Okay. You're going to get 11? Okay. I need to ride by there. Now, that is the champion right there, 11 trees. Okay. It was always a big production for us to go get the tree. Are they live trees? One of them? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Are they outside? One. You got 10 in a house? Good for you. Okay. I hope you have hired help. All right. So, getting everything ready for Christmas, and you know how glorious this is to be able to celebrate the birth of Christ. I think, do any of y'all, do you have trouble waiting for Christmas? That's the hard part. Is anybody going to get up early? Do y'all get up early? I know, before the sun starts, all five of ours got up early. And we were exhausted. But you get up early? It's hard to wait, though, isn't it? You know how many days you have? You got 3 weeks, 21 days. Do any of y'all have a calendar where the nativity, where you take the Advent calendar, where you open a door every time to see how many more days you have? Any of y'all have one of those? No? Okay. That used to be a big deal. All right. So waiting is hard. I think sometimes when you're going through a trial or a test, the hardest thing is how long it's going to last. Have any of you ever taken a test at school and the first thing you do is what? You flip it over to see how long that test is. Do you ever do that? Oh, my goodness. And then you got a 10-page or something like that and you think, oh, my, I hope I have time to get through this. So sometimes trials, no matter what kind of trial it is, part of the really hard part is we don't know how long that trial is going to last. And we have to have courage. And we have to be strong to make it through the test and through the waiting. So our word today is wait. Got it? You got it? Okay. I know if they've got it, everybody's got it. All right, good. Let's look at the scripture. Can we look at that? Now, this is a scripture. It says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Let's say that. Ready? Let's go. Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. You've got to be strong when you're waiting. It doesn't sound like it's hard to wait, but if you've ever had to wait. Any of y'all have to wait in the car for somebody? And it takes mama forever, right? Yeah, sometimes it's hard to wait. Okay, so I want to show you, this is not a scientific experiment, so I want everybody to relax. I don't think anything bad's going to happen, no fire or any of that kind of stuff. This is just a demonstration. Dr. McPherson, I forgot to ask you, but I need you to time. Okay, have you got your watch?
I got it.
Oh, you got it. Okay, I forgot to ask you, but I want you to, I can always depend on Dr. McPherson to help me. And kids, before you leave, I have a little treat here for you besides the candy if you want it. If you don't, that's okay too. All right, so what we've got here is just, this is a half a gallon quart jar. It's just a water, just everyday water. And what we're going to do is we're going to pour oil in this. And I've done this a couple times at my house. And it's different every time. And what we're going to time is I'm going to put one drop of food coloring in here. And we're talking about waiting. That's the whole point of this demonstration is how long do you have to wait? We don't know how long we're going to have to wait. But we put one drop in here, and every time I've done it at my house, it's taken longer or shorter times, different times. It's never been the same for one little drop to get through here, and it's pretty when it goes through. So you ready? Okay, so we're going to pour this is just regular cooking oil. Okay, so we're going to pour this in here. I'm waiting for it to kind of settle down. This table is not steady. Here we go. Ready? Okay, here we go. Now, oil and water don't mix, kids. So I'm pouring that in there. And you see the oil coming up? I kind of overdid it. It's a little bit more than an inch, but don't worry. It still will work. Might take a little longer, but it'll work. Okay, so let me tell you, when you're cooking or doing anything, you'd be a smart person to put the top back on, because if you don't, you hit it, and I've done all that. So you want to put the top back on it if you can, on anything. All right, so now we're going to take a drop. We got blue here. All right, are you ready? All right, now you wait till I drop it, and I'll say go. All right. Y'all guess, how long do you think it'll take? 2 seconds, 5 seconds, a minute? What? How long? All right, somebody, how long do you think it'll take? Just guess, it doesn't matter. How many seconds? A minute, how long? The same? 2 minutes. A minute? 2 minutes? You can say seconds if you want to. Adley, how long? An hour. This girl is this girl has patience here. She's waiting. All right. 25 seconds. That's a good guess. How long? How many minutes? 4 minutes? 1 minute? Is that what you said? All right. You're going to think about it. All right. So here we go. Everybody in the audience, make your own guess. Nobody's going to fail or pass. You're just fun. Just fun. All right. Ready? And listen, you got to really watch, because when it happens, it's pretty, but it doesn't last long. So you got to pay attention. You ready? All right. No sleeping. No sleeping. Here we go. One drop. I hope I'm going to do one drop. One drop. Can you see it, kids? And you see it all the way went through the oil, but it's at the bottom here. All right. So let's just kind of count and see. Ready? Let's go. Now, Dr. McPherson's got a different time, but you're okay. Just keep your time. All right, ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, my goodness. I might have to put another drop in there. 15. 16. Is that drop still in there? Yep. 17. It's hanging. It's hanging. I put more oil than I normally do. I got excited. 17. 18. 19. 20. Come on, drop. 21. 22. Pastor, how much time do we have? 23. 24. Watch. Don't stop watching. 25. Because when it happens, whoop, you know. 28, come on, baby, let's go. 29, 30, come on, 31. This is a tad bit longer than my kitchen. 31, 32, come on, 33. Can you see it's right? Can you see it's hanging there? But it just won't go. Up. There it goes. All right, you can stand up. You can stand. I don't care if they see you or not. Come on, you see it? Yeah, you see it? Can you see what's happening? That's okay. You're all right. You're not going to bother anything. You're okay. Can you see it? Can you see the blue coming up? Can you see it? Okay. Stop.
1 minute, 55 seconds.
1 minute, 55. Who said 2 minutes? Somebody said two minutes. Oh, you're close. All right. I think probably the closest one. Okay. So that's how it is. Let's see if we can kind of get it going there. Okay, can you see the pretty colors coming up now? Can you see it? Can you see? Okay. And every time you do it, if you can do this at home, if your parents will let you, because you can't mess up anything, really. And if you put in maybe two drops, it might... Can you see what's happening there? All the colors. And you can even put in a blue and a red or different colors, whatever you want to. Okay? All right, kids, y'all can sit back down. Okay. So for those of you who can't see, this is the most dangerous part, me holding it right here. But you can see all the colors. And if you do a blue or a red or something, it would be more colorful. Okay, so we're good. And nobody has died. All right. So we're talking about waiting. That's what we're talking about. In the Bible, there were two old people at the temple. And they were waiting because they knew the Old Testament and they knew the prophecy of God. And the prophecy was that there was going to be born a Savior, born of a virgin, and in Bethlehem. And there were two people in the temple. Do you know who they were? Anybody? Well, one was an old man named Simeon. Can you say Simeon? And then another was an old lady about 84 years old, and her name was Anna. And the Bible told Simeon that he would not die until he saw the Savior. And one day he was outside the temple, and the Holy Spirit said to him, go to the temple. So he went to the temple, and when he got there, in comes Mary with Joseph, and they've got the baby, and they're going to present Jesus to the Lord. And they either brought turtle doves or pigeons, because they were poor. They couldn't bring like a whole lamb or something. But they brought these doves in, and they were presenting these doves as a sacrifice, and they were going to show Jesus to God, give him, present him to God. And as they did that, the Holy Spirit told Simeon, get to the temple. And he got to the temple. And when he got there, in comes Mary and Joseph with baby Jesus. Can I see this picture, please? Look at this picture, children. Okay, look up here. Can you see? I don't know how well you can see it. But this is Simeon. And he grabs that baby and he realizes this is Jesus, and he said, now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen the Savior. And if you look at the picture closely, you see the star on Jesus, baby Jesus, and that's a symbol of the cross. And then look at it real, real close. What do you see? Can any of you see anything else? You got to really look. Anybody see anything? What? A map. You're a genius. Very good. All right. So there's a map. If you look over at Simeon's headpiece, you will see there's the United States in orange, right over the top of his head, over to the side of his head there. And then coming down, there's South America. And then there's Europe over to the right of his nose is Europe and Asia. And then there's Africa. See Jesus' baby's head? To the right of Jesus' baby's head, that's the continent of Africa. So what it is, that picture is showing that Jesus is for the whole world. So Simeon did not die until he saw Jesus. And when he saw that baby and he picked him up from the depths of him, and out rose a tear. And he says, let your servant depart in peace. I have seen the Savior. This is it. And Anna comes in. The Bible says, just at that instant, Anna comes in. And what does Anna do? Anna realizes she's been in the temple. She's a widow, 84 years old, and she's been in the temple all of her unmarried life or all of her widowhood, and she's there, and she is praying and fasting day and night, the Bible says. That's her service to the Lord. And so these two people were waiting, and they prophesied over Jesus while Mary was there. And so we're waiting. And you know right now, we're waiting for one more thing. You know what it is? You know what it is? Let me tell you what it is. The Bible says that Jesus is going to come back. And right now we're waiting. We don't know when it'll be. Simeon didn't know what day it would be. But he believed and it happened. And we don't know what day Jesus. It could be any minute. It could be during this service. We have no clue when Jesus is coming back. But he's coming. Take heart. He's coming. And this is what the Bible says. Now listen up. For the Lord himself, that's Jesus, will descend from heaven with the shout and the voice of an archangel. Can you imagine Jesus going to split that sky and he's going to shout and it's going to be the voice of a trumpet. It's going to sound, woo, it's going to be big. It's not going to be a whisper. It's going to be a real loud sound with the voice of the trumpet. And then it says, and the voice of the archangel, and with the voice of an archangel, the trumpet of God, and the dead will rise in Christ first. That means those people that we've buried, They're in the graves. They're coming up first. It's going to be a glorious moment. And then it says, we who are alive, that's us right now, and remain, are we going to be caught up together with them in the cloud? And we're going to meet Lord Jesus in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Let's pray. Lord, we love you and we're waiting. We help us to have courage, Lord, to wait and to be patient for you and to realize, Lord, that you're a mighty Savior and that you're coming for us. And we give you honor and we give you praise and we give you thanksgiving. And Father, we pray that not only these children, but all of us here will catch a glimpse of your glory and that we will be on the alert and we'll be looking for you. We're waiting for you, Lord. We give you honor and praise in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Children, this right here, if you want one of these. Okay. Got it?
Let's stand together, please.
Christ is born.
Thank you.